It's true. Whatever is there stated in Shastra is completely true. Even in the example there of Prahlad Maharaj, that he was a or Narada Muni, was son of a maidservant. Although there are more details to it, but it's meant just to emphasize the potency of pure devotional service. So very often in Vedic literature, we find references to extraordinary things to highlight the potency of devotional service, the holy name, prasadam, deity worship, so many things. And that's the same situation which relates very much to us, is that we're ordinary people, but you can become a great devotee by the potency of devotional service. So it's a question of whether we want to become different than what we were in the past. Devotional service gives us that empowerment to do that. We need to have faith, though, in the devotional activities and in its potency to make it really happen. Any questions, any further questions on that? We should not doubt the potency of Krishna consciousness, especially when it's connected with preaching, spreading Krishna consciousness. But we need to do things the right way, and we need to be connected into the full benefit of chanting and the full benefit of bhakti, which is why it needs to be done offenselessly. And the benefit of sadhana bhakti equates to that which we read in scripture when it's offenseless.
No other questions, shall we?
Okay, how many have you got?
Four.
Okay.
Three more.
All right, let's see.
So, the second question, I recently, the person says, I recently spoke with a devotee. She's very ill, and she requires a huge amount of money to get her treatment. And several ISKCON gurus were offering her the money, but she always rejected because she says that she's not supposed to be served by them, but she's supposed to serve them. But one sannyasi told her that actually you have to accept help, because otherwise you will die before you're supposed to die. And if you do not develop your Krishna consciousness fully in this lifetime, then your Guru Maharaj will be quite disappointed with that. And that will like sadden him. And the question is the spiritual master supposed to take care personally of all his initiated devotees and disciples?
You're talking about financially?
It doesn't say here, but here it says that the essence is whether the spiritual master is supposed to personally, like individually, see that each and every particular disciple gets full benefit of Krishna consciousness in this lifetime.
Do you want to translate that? Okay. No, the spiritual master's responsibility is to give people transcendental knowledge to go back to Godhead. Guru na sat sat. That's how the quote starts. So, guru na sat sat means don't be a guru unless you make the proper arrangements for the deliverance of your disciples. Whether you do it yourself or through others, but it has to be in an approved way that's satisfactory to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and that gets the result. And then if devotees don't take advantage of it, that's something else. So certainly spiritual master is not just supposed to initiate the disciple and then forget about them, but he's taking responsibility. Responsibility for going back to Godhead means he's taking responsibility for giving guidance and transcendental knowledge. Yes, so that, but not financially. He's not financially responsible. I thought that's what you were asking. That would have been really
important.
Devotees have any questions about that?
says that actually the question is was in essence that whether the spiritual master is supposed to come back to in order to personally guide to finish the guiding the particular disciple if the disciple hasn't developed his Krishna consciousness fully.
I don't know if he has to. He may, because we have examples of, you know, in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, how, you know, spiritual master is sent to deliver the disciple and keeps coming back time and time and time again to deliver the disciple. So he may do that. Whether he has to do it, I haven't seen that he has to do it. Although, you know, Srila Prabhupada says, don't make your poor spiritual master come back for you. But that doesn't necessarily mean that he has to come back. It's just that he may be induced to come back. Certainly, you know, our business is preaching and helping conditioned souls. So it's not even just a matter of coming back for disciples, but it's a matter of coming back for preaching. If Lord Chaitanya, Krishna, wants you to come back and preach, then you may come back and preach. Yeah, go ahead. If there's no other question.
The question from Dashavatar. If the spiritual master has left already and the disciple didn't get the initiation in time, so is it enough for him to just follow the instructions of his Guru Maharaj, or he is supposed to receive initiation from another ISKCON guru? And the other question here is what's the importance of the second initiation? Does it strengthen the relationship between the spiritual master and the disciple, and to which extent?
Yeah, one has to get initiated. You can't just accept the spiritual master and then not be initiated. So if you didn't have the opportunity to get first initiation or second initiation, then a devotee should accept initiation. As far as the second initiation from the Vedic point of view is the more important initiation. Even actually from the Panchatriki point of view. Chanting Hare Krishna is the most important from the principle of Bhagavat Vidhi. But to be raised to the platform of being a Brahmin, to be able to worship the deity, to chant the appropriate mantras, the second initiation is considered to be the most important initiation. So it's not just a matter of strengthening the relationship, but rather it's completing our connection with Krishna that was begun at first initiation. But devotees must be initiated. Upadikshanti te gyanam. So Krishna says you have to take initiation. It's not just sufficient to follow someone's instructions. Devotees have some questions about that.
The spiritual master has left and the disciple just didn't manage to... Not in time, didn't manage to get initiation. So what should
we
do now?
Get initiation. I mean, you didn't get initiation. That means one has to develop relationship with another Vaishnava whom one has faith in, and with the idea, with the view of getting initiated.
Is this your question? Well, the second initiation, is it supposed... Dada, я понял, конечно. Is it actually close to himself, or some other senior devotees should recommend him, should see that he is fit for the second initiation and recommend him directly to the spiritual master? Or the disciple is supposed to speak out himself?
Well, we're in a spiritual institution where hopefully devotees are... getting regular association and guidance from other Vaishnavas. And devotees get guidance that way. They're given instruction by other other senior Vaishnavas as to their readiness for second initiation, as well as recommendation for second initiation. Maybe if someone's really at the end of the world and there's no other devotee association around, then one can propose oneself for second initiation. But otherwise, everything should always be done with guidance from others. In fact, the whole our whole principle of, and that's what, for instance, Radhanath Maharaj has set up in Chopati, we do that here in Hungary also, is devotees should belong to a counselor group where they're getting regular guidance and association. Otherwise, how do devotees get their sadhu sangha? How do they really get association? So there's one type of sadhu sangha association where you go hear a class and you go to a Sunday program and you associate like that with whoever's available. But that's not as organized and systematic as the real sadhu sangha that one gets if one's meeting with the same group on a regular basis. And is committed actually to other devotees, and other devotees are committed to oneself. So personally, I'm very much requesting and pressing devotees that they should participate in that type of counselor system, in that type of association, which actually gives them good protection for their Krishna consciousness. Even when we see that devotees are living in the temple. They're always asking, what about friendship? Where do you get friendship in Krishna consciousness? In other words, they're asking for those people who really know about me well enough to care. Because even if we care about each other, but if there's no systematic structure by which we can supervise each other and look after each other's spiritual life, it won't work. So, anyway, if someone's part of such a system, then naturally one of these things about initiation, second initiation, do you need a guru, and so many other things, they'll be answered. They'll come up immediately. Any more question on that?
It's Karuna Maya's question. She's saying that she mentioned to several devotees that we are having these conference calls, and some of the devotees were surprised, others were a little shocked. Even they said that, how can you take so much time of your spiritual master? He's dead, so busy. And they gave an example that actually there are so many Prabhupada's disciples who had just little association with Srila Prabhupada, but because they took his instructions to their heart and soul, they dedicated all their lives to it. But on the other hand, there were some devotees who were very close to Prabhupada, and they even served him personally, but somehow or other they deviated from Krishna consciousness. And she says that, I think that the personal relationship with the spiritual master strengthens my faith and my devotion. Because bhakti is the relationship, and this is the service to Krishna and his devotees. If the devotees neglect these relationships, and doesn't mean that they are thinking like their mentality is that of impersonalists.
Yeah. Anyway, first of all, it's not. I think, as I mentioned earlier, it's the responsibility of the spiritual master to make what arrangements that he can in order to liberate his disciples. Srila Prabhupada had a tape ministry, he was writing books, so he made very good arrangement, and he was the only guru also. So this is also my arrangement to be able to personally contact devotees. I don't think it's too much time, spending a half hour, an hour, once every week, 2 weeks or something. I think it's quite minimal. And Karunamayi said is right, is that the personal association helps strengthen one's faith and determination. When devotees would not be doing well, Prabhupada would always immediately bring them to him in order to give him personal association. Because Vani and Vapu are both important. And just because Vani is more important doesn't make Vapu unimportant. So yes, we should, I think it's a good thing that we're having these conferences. And once I finish with this book, I'm hoping that, you know, we can have it regularly. Well, we usually have it weekly, except it's sometimes when I'm moving around, it's a little difficult for me. Okay.
So, Prabhupada часто говорит, что последняя snare of Maya is when man falsely thinks of himself as the Supreme Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So, what are the symptoms of this mentality? How we can find it in ourselves and in other devotees?
Well, hopefully, it's not something that's going to influence devotees, or that devotees won't fall into that trap. I think often Srila Prabhupada's context is not in reference to devotees, but it's more in reference to in the yoga ladder and the as far as is concerned, that, you know, before someone comes to pure devotional service, they tend to easily get distracted by impersonalism. And as far as devotees are concerned, devotees who are in good association and understand Krishna conscious philosophy, they should be quite clear about the pitfalls of impersonalism. Although Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he points out that sometimes there may be a tendency on the part of devotees to sort of embrace certain impersonal tendencies. And these may come in a subtle way that ultimately distracts one or takes one's faith away from Krishna. Like how in 1970 devotees started to think that Prabhupada was God. All right. Any other news amongst the devotees?
There are two more. There is one more question, small and funny, from Shapagata Prabhu.
Uh-huh.
Shall we? So the question, вопрос, почему Garuda carrier of Lord Vishnu is not a vegetarian?
Well, because he's a bird. He doesn't have to be a vegetarian. He eats snakes and fish and good things like that. So the question isn't why is Garuda not a vegetarian? It's just that birds are not vegetarian, but birds can become great devotees. Just like, you know, you can make a lion into a great devotee. He may not end up being a vegetarian. Maybe he will. But Garuda, he's transcendentally situated. So for him, eating fish and snakes doesn't affect his consciousness. All right, is there any other news from anybody?
The Premakalpataru Madhaji Kasturi, they are saying that they're giving yoga classes to general people, and they say that now they have 27 followers. And those people are eager to go to Jagannathpuri, and they're asking for your blessings for that.
Sounds very good. Yeah, I was just thinking about them today, and we never get to really get them on the conference here.
Они в это время classes at this very time, but afterwards they take all the recordings of the conferences and they listen them.
Uh-huh.
It's a must for them. They told Krishna Puri about.
Okay, that's good. I'm glad. I haven't seen them in, I don't know, a long, long, long time. All right, I guess...
About news, we have some...
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
We have some Metzl's course.
Oh,
я сейчас скажу Махараджу о результатах марафона, и потом переведу. Moscow Temple Brahmacharya distribute more than 500 books daily. Moscow congregation members distribute a little more than 5,000 books from the beginning of marathon.
This is big books, all big books, or all kinds of books?
The students...
These are all kinds of books?
This is all different books. This is total books. Most of the books are big and Mahabig. And also the students and brahmacharis from the Bhaktivedanta Ashram, they have distributed 3,500 books.
Very nice. Very nice.
То есть я сказал Махараджу, что каждый день в Москве распространяются при вашем Динамо 500 книг, а община распространила где-то 5000 книг с 1 декабря, и студенты из Ашама Бхактивиданты в Юрлова распространили 3500 книг за этот период. There is another question from Krishnananda Prabhu. What's the situation? What's the progress with the book? Now, Raja Mahima. Krishnananda Prabhu спрашивает, как там дела.
Let's talk about it next time. I think I need to go, and we should just see instead when we can have the next meeting. Okay, let's.